Was there a complete motion?
We have to get a.
Scott made the motion, Kim.
Oh, I'll second.
Second.
No.
We.
What do you want?
Were we gonna confirm?
No,
we have to get us.
How did the first at 5:30 sound, May 1st?
5:30? Sounds good.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
She needs a waiver, right?
And you're gonna need a waiver signed, so.
Okay.
That's doable.
So you agree to sign that, I'll send it out to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Holbar.
Okay, so that was Mr. Zelinski and Ms. Beelen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next on the agenda.
I'm gonna ask them to move quietly so we can continue.
And if everybody could please exit quietly, refrain from talking, we still have business, thank you. The next hearing.
Sorry, I know you are getting a lot.
You guys ready?
Mr. Poole, come in, please.
Linda, could you send Mark back in?
I was hoping.
If you see him out there, thank you.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't wanna go backwards.
Mark Poole? Mark Poole? Start the hearing with Adam, you can go to the next one, let's go.
Okay, perfect.
He's not here?
Can't find him.
Okay.
Okay.
Next application, would you read that into the record, Mr. Zelinski?
Being all persons deemed affected by the Board of Appeals under Section 11 of Chapter 40A of the Massachusetts General Laws, you are hereby notified that Alyssa J. Meisterman, trustee of Canton, Mass., applied to the Zoning Board of Appeals pursuant to Sections 240-3 to construct second-floor addition for recreation use to the existing single-family dwelling over an existing garage on a 7,200-square-foot residential C-zone parcel that lies within Little Pond Coastal Pond Overlay District known as 21 Palm Street, T-Ticket.
And do we have anybody here representing the applicant? Ma'am?
Patricia.
Just state your name and address, please, for the record.
Good evening. My name is Alyssa Meisterman. I've been a public school teacher for the last 20 years. This is my husband, Bob Meisterman. We've been married for 33 years, and we very much enjoy... Am I not on?
Well, just hold on one second, ma'am.
You're doing fine. Sorry, Chair.
I apologize. Go ahead, Alyssa.
That's okay.
Thank you.
My husband and I and my family have enjoyed our home in Falmouth very much. We applied for a special permit to add an addition above an existing garage. We applied for a rec room.
Good evening. I'm Bob Meisterman. Along with the special permit, we submitted we had an engineer do a certified plot plan, which was requested by the building inspector. We do not plan on increasing the residence as far as any, it's staying within the structure that's built already, okay? So we're not going to the left 10 feet, to the right 10 feet, back 10 feet. We're staying within the structure as it's already built. The original owner had previously applied and at the last minute decided not to put the room above the garage from their original plans submitted back, I think, in 2001. We purchased in 2006.
Okay. Let me just have the clerk.
Right now, there's an existing rubber roof there. So he went ahead and built the house and started to build the construction of the room above the garage and decided at that time not to, and he rubberized it, okay? So there is a rubber roof there now, but we would like to finish it.
Okay.
With a rec room.
I'm going to have the clerk read some referrals into the record, and then I might have some questions for you, so.
Thank you.
Scott?
Okay, Building Commission, I mean, Building Department, no comment. Health Department, say this for the record, these are handwritten, so you're going to have to forgive my... plans in the file show a floor layout that includes three rooms identified as bedrooms, and one room identifies as a music room. The assessors...
Department.
Yeah, records indicate the dwelling has four bedrooms. I presume the music room would be considered the fourth bedroom. In order to not create an additional bedroom, the room over the garage must not enjoy privacy sufficient for the room to be used as a bedroom and should not have a door at its entrance.
Correct.
Historic Commission, no comment. Water, no comment. Concom. Within flood zone A, admin review with Concom with dry wells for roof runoff, contains stormwater on property. Planning, no comment. And then there's just a, some general correspondence to the office.
All right, Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
You want to ask the...
Me?
You good?
Yes, sir.
Patty?
I have no problems.
No questions?
No questions, no.
Kim?
I do have a question. Is it, I just am trying to understand the plans, is the facade going to be extending further out from the garage, or is it completely in line with the garage that's there? Okay.
In line.
I think that was it. Oh, and is this the same addition that was proposed previously? Same size, same, okay.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly, okay.
Mark?
Do you have an idea, because I didn't see it in the site plan, the height of the...
We submitted that.
The 30 feet?
We received an email, 30 feet.
Okay, 30 feet. And do you know by chance the existing ridge line of the primary dwelling?
Pretty close to that.
It's shorter though, right?
Yeah.
How does that compare in your opinion, what's going to be there as far as the height to the rest of the neighborhood?
There are houses in the neighborhood that are actually pretty tall down the end of the street. There's a fairly...
Closer to the water where the dead end is?
Yeah.
At so roughly 30 feet-ish?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have.
You have a three-bedroom home now, and it's...
Correct.
It's going to remain three bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the things with the Board of Health that they were going to be looking for, that they, we had that opening into that rec room, which is fine. We don't have any issue with that.
And how wide is that opening going to be? That's cased opening?
No. It's 3 feet without a door, but it's not going to have any casing or anything like that.
So just a...
And they're going to review that. They might want 4 feet, you know. But that's okay.
Okay, so, and you're not going to use that as a bedroom. You're not going to give up another bedroom and use that type thing.
No.
We plan on having children. We plan on having
We're hoping to have grandchildren soon,
it's,
so.
Downstairs, it's kind of quiet, so we just let them to go upstairs and play.
But you're not going to use that rec room as a bedroom?
No.
That's heated in there, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Not now.
No, but it will be.
But it will be?
Yeah.
And you're gonna keep the stormwater contained on your property, dry wells, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean...
Begrudgingly, but you...
Right. Only because there's only 10 feet to the property lines, you know. So if I put them in the ground, which is what they're going to require, which is fine, I feel that where they're running, one of them actually runs down the driveway to the street already.
It has to remain on your own property.
Okay, we'll keep it on our property.
I drove down there a couple times, and I think it was Mr. Cool that mentioned something about other homes similar to yours, what you're proposing. I didn't see any. Could you, like, point those out, not height-wise, but bulk-wise, let's say?
It's probably the same width as our house.
Yeah.
So it's the second-to-last house on the right, so if you're driving down Palm Street, it's the second-to-last house on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fairly good-sized structure home, and two-story. And it's approximately the same square footage as our home.
But it's probably going to be you and them, the only ones in that neighborhood, don't you think?
Well, there's only 12 houses on the street to begin with, 14. But no, I mean, you go across the street, there's new homes too.
On the other side of Mira Vista, there's homes of that same size.
Right.
What's going on in the basement? What do you use that for?
Storage.
Storage, utilities, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
So that's not going to have any bedrooms, obviously,
no,
right?
No, no.
All right, anybody got anything else? Sari, you have anything?
The Board of Health referral, did it say that it's approved as a four-bedroom?
You're going to make me read that again, right?
Okay. That's a mistake.
We'll get Kevin Clower up here.
Yeah, it's a three-bedroom, and there's...
I'm asking, I'm sorry. It's got to be the Board of Health referral.
Plans in the file show a floor plan that includes three rooms identified as bedrooms, and one as a music room.
Right, but he doesn't say specifically how many bedrooms this site is restricted to.
Right.
He doesn't say what the...
It says not to create... the individual... The music room would be considered the fourth bedroom.
Okay, so they're allowing four bedrooms?
The fourth bedroom, in order not to create an additional bedroom, the room over the garage must not enjoy privacy sufficient for the room to be used as a bedroom.
Okay, so my question is...
How many bedrooms are they allowed to have in their home?
It's apparent that they're allowed to have four bedrooms, because he's counting the music room.
Considered the fourth bedroom.
So if they take the doors off the music room, then will they be allowed to have a door to that rec room?
There was no statement as to what size the septic system was.
David just confirmed in the referral, that's why I asked, that it's a four-bedroom.
Okay.
Because the music room meets the criteria of a bedroom. So what I'm saying is, can they have the option to take off the door on the study to close off the rec room?
Right?
As long as the count was right, right?
Right. That's what I'm suggesting. Is that something you have thought about or not?
We could discuss that with the Board of Health at a later time.
We can.
No, this board needs to discuss the condition. That's why I'm asking you if you...
No more than four.
If you've thought about that, if that would be amenable, they can give you that option if they approve this or not.
Yeah. Yes.
You could say a maximum of four.
Well, at least it would be written in the decision that...
That they're amenable to it, but either one or the other has to have an open...
But it would be identified then.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions?
Oh, I do.
None.
Is the sitting area enclosed or is that open?
What do you mean?
I'm just looking at, I think that these exist.
No, that's open.
That is open, what was identified as the sitting area. Okay.
It's open to what, the bedroom?
The hallway.
No.
Open to the hall.
Oh, the sitting area is just an open
area.
Like a foyer. It's like a second floor foyer.
Okay, anything else? Anybody want to speak in opposition of this application? Does anybody want to speak in favor of this application? You guys want to discuss this application?
My only concern is that that with the referral, specifically noting about runoff, you're going to have to find a way to take care of that. And through testimony, he's already stated that what's there now already runs it to the street, so.
We have to condition it.
All right, so if that was taken care of, I'd be good with it.
Yep. Make it a condition.
Does anybody have concerns with the bulk, what they're trying to do?
I do, because on my site visit, and not to be disagreeable, my general feeling of the average neighborhood property was, and I did, you know, park in your driveway and walk down the street, and I saw the one on the right. And, you know, I didn't go across the street from Mira Vista, but that was the only one that I felt came close to what I pictured that might be there. And so my general feeling is that it's not in keeping with the average properties in the neighborhood. And I think what you raised, David, the sensation of being more bulky, you know, that raises my concern.
Well, the fact that they're not expanding the footprint of it, though, and they're just going up, makes it a little less egregious to me. You know what I'm saying? And we are talking about Mira Vista.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But going up, I mean, that can be just not necessarily detrimental, but when you take into consideration that...
You just said it, though, not necessarily detrimental.
But when you take into consideration what we're supposed to, the average of the surrounding properties, it's like a smokestack, practically, with the exception of that one at the end.
It's not higher than the house, though, through testimony.
It is higher than the house, through testimony. It's 30 feet is the new addition, and I'm sorry, did you say the peak of the primary dwelling was a little bit shorter than the actual peak?
It's pretty...
I mean, it's represented in the elevation site plan that it is, but it not knowing how far, it's not depicted as how much.
So who's adversely affected by that inch or two?
Well, I'm just... Just for the board's, for the discussion.
Right, we're talking about it.
We have to take into consideration the criteria of average properties in the surrounding area.
Absolutely.
Patty, you had something to add?
Yeah, I had trouble with this initially till I realized this house was built in like 2001, when was before we put that bylaw in that dropped the requirements that to look at bulk and things, because this had been in a 35%. You could, lot coverage could be 35% up to 2002.
Right, right.
And the lot coverage could be 50%. And that's why this is so, looks so high when you look at it, because there haven't been a lot of new houses built where in that area, all that area, there were very few vacant lots. Mm-hmm. And this was a vacant lot when
it was
originally built.
But I'm just going by what's presently there, what I envision in comparison. So. I mean, and that's the key word, comparison.
But I think she's bringing up a point that justifies the lack of comparison, because that house was built in 2000 when there was nothing else to compare that to.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're talking about a bunch of old houses, and you're talking about this one that happened to go on a vacant lot that changed, and it wasn't covered by the bylaw then.
The bylaw. I mean, I went crazy when I saw this.
Well, it's rare, though. I saw it.
Yes, it's rare.
That still doesn't dispel the requirement or our obligation to look and compare what's present to what's presently there as average neighborhood properties.
It probably should have been done when it was built.
I mean, that's my concern.
No, I understand.
And then what Scott said, the stormwater containment, if we have that as a condition, the other condition that Suri brought up.
But so.
I didn't bring up a condition.
Do you want to, you heard enough? Kim, you have any thoughts on this?
I do have thoughts. I also noted that it is single storied ranches and non-dormered capes, but I think it's far more aesthetically pleasing than what's there. I think that flat roof, and there is a door leading out onto that flat roof. There's no railings. So I think this is far better than what's there, and I do think it's in keeping of kind with Mara Vista generally, and I live in Mara Vista, so I know the area well. And I do note that it is definitely in kind with the improvement up the street, and I think as these houses continue to be developed, it will further be in kind. I think it's what the neighborhood generally is. So I would be okay going forward.
Okay, you guys, you want to close the hearing?
I make a motion to close.
I'll second it.
Mr. Zelinski, Ms. Johnson, all's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Mr. Zelinski, Ms. Johnson, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
I'll abstain.
Four, and one abstention. Okay, so what findings do you want in here?
Our normal ones.
This one's pretty straightforward.
Yes, the find that the flat top.
I think Kimberly said it all.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if you don't mind me mimicking what she said.
No, she's great.
I'll add in 240-216.
What are we going to, that's fine. What are we going to do with the bedroom issue? It's going to be a four-bedroom?
I think that should be possibly administratively approved by the board once they let them discuss which room they want to open up. I'm sure the Board of Health, as long as one of those is opened up.
Because it's going to be identified, right?
And the music room could possibly be opened up greater than 3 feet. I don't know what the framing is of that house, where the door's located on a studded wall or whatever, but I think it's something that they can discuss. Give us a plan for the board to approve, and I'll have the Board of Health sign off on it that they agree, and let them make that determination.
Okay, and the conditions, and the normal, the 240-216 on the findings, right, standard. And the conditions per plans contain the stormwater runoff. Was there anything else we would?
I'm sorry, what were the conditions?
Per plan.
Stormwater.
No, we were there.
That's per plan.
Per plans contain the stormwater runoff.
Do you want a plan of that handed in?
I don't think we need a plan. For that, as long as they.
We're closed.
Do we?
Well, it just means dry wells.
So you don't.
So they do it?
So you don't plan, just condition it and.
What do you want, sign off on it? Yeah, get a plan, that's fine with me. Plan works for me, that'll be easier, cut and dry.
Show us where you're.
Anything else on the conditions? Can you think of anything, Suri? Okay, all those in favor? Oh, we already
voted.
Banged it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got there. Good luck, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, good night.
Good night.
Next application, 614. Scott, when you get it.
Just give me. Go ahead, we're going to obviously pass 930.
I'll make the motion to go.
I'll second.
Mr. Zelinski, Mr. Cool, to go past 930, to what?
10 o'clock.
To whatever, 10 o'clock. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right away.
Scott, yeah, Luckman? You read that?
I will. Everybody else have?
Yep.
Being all persons deemed affected by the Board of Appeals under Section 11 of Chapter 48 of the Massachusetts General Laws, you are hereby notified that Lorraine Luckner of Falmouth, Mass. Applied to the Zoning Board of Appeals pursuant to Sections 240-3C, 240-68B, and 240-69A to raise and reconstruct the existing detached garage with storage above in the same footprint on an 8,204 square foot residential C-zone parcel known as 15 Pennsylvania Avenue in Falmouth.
Mr. Chairman, before we start, can I have told most of the board members at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Mr. Gore and I met about 2:35. Mr. Gore and I met. He had asked the architect to change the plan slightly so that you're seeing as a new plan, but Mr. Gore has signed off on him and he feels that it needs the half floor criteria. The only thing you may want to get into the record is what square footage is of that. I haven't reviewed the plan, it may be on the phone.
Okay, it is.
Of the compatible plans.
Joel, the floor is yours. Identify yourself, please.
Thank you very much. Joel Kubik with Thompson McGrath, and we prepared this application. Again, this is on in Falmouth Heights, 15 Pennsylvania Avenue. This is a pre-existing house built in the late 20s. There's a single-family dwelling, detached garage, and a pool. The structures are over the 20% lot coverage. The structure and paving also is over the allowed lot coverage, and the existing garage, the single-car garage, is proposed to be replaced in the same location, same footprint, with a slightly higher roof, still under the 18-foot required maximum height by the bylaw. With me tonight is the owner and the architect. We feel that given that this is an existing use, and we're putting it back in the same area, it's not going to be more detrimental to the neighborhood. All the requirements of the special permit. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, will you read referrals in, please?
Building, no comment. Health. If the footprint does not change and the room above the garage remains uninhabitable, that is, floor-to-ceiling height remains less than 7 feet, and... Pardon me?
Oh, the height of the ceiling, seven feet, yeah.
Just reading what he said. And the floor-to-ceiling height remains less than 7 feet, and the building code is not satisfied with respect to the minimum standards for a habitable room, no new sleeping room will be created, and no negative... Hey, Mark? No, I'm me.
Negative comments.
Right. Thanks, Mark.
I'm trying to help the bro.
Yeah, yeah, help me over there. Water, no comment. Approved by Concom under RDA 11514, stormwater to stay on property. Planning, no comment, and then general correspondence.
Thank you. Patty, you have any questions for Joel?
What is this, is that there is no part of that unfinished storage that's above 7 feet?
That's correct. Those new plans, the... And even the other ones, the collar ties were down below 7 feet. But with the new plans that you received today, I believe the ridge beam is now extending so that the roof height, the ceiling height between the floor and that the bottom of that ridge beam is now less than 7 feet.
Okay. And there's no heat in the garage?
No, there is not.
No heat?
No.
No water? Just accessible storage space?
Storage, correct.
In the top. Okay, those are my only questions.
Thank you. Scott?
My only question is we're satisfied at 3:00, so I'm good.
Next.
Mark?
Same.
Kim?
I have an existing or remaining question. On the application, it says that the proposed new garage will be 354 square feet plus or minus, and that's the same as the existing 354 square feet. By my tally, tell me if I'm doing it wrong, I was at 530 just now. So I just wanted to get it on the record exactly what the square footage will be.
The exterior square footage, the actual footprint?
Oh, is that what that was referring to?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read that as that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when we survey, we go by the corner board, so we've got 16 foot 3. And 20.2.
Okay, so that was like an aerial view, then, is what you're saying?
We get the corner boards, the architects often work with the foundation line, but it's going to be within the same footprint.
Okay, I didn't know if it was a bulk square footage. Okay, that was my only question.
Thanks. In the square footage on the inside, that first floor is going to be?
285 square feet according to the plans.
And now that second floor is going to be what?
Well, the actual floor space is going to be the 245 square feet, so the stairway there.
Uninhabitable, not heated, no water. Stormwater contained on property?
It's the same as what's there, same roof.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Any other accessory structures being considered on that property, shed, anything along those lines?
No, there is not.
Okay. Anything else? Sari, you have anything?
No, I believe Patty asked if there was going to be water in the structure, and I didn't hear.
No water.
No.
No water, right?
The answer.
Anybody want to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone want to speak in favor? Motion to close.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Zelinski, Mr. Cool, to close the hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
What do you want to do on this?
I'm set with it. I mean, I don't.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second Mr. Cool's motion.
Mr. Cool, Mr. Zelinski, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Findings. Same footprint.
Yep.
No heat, no water.
Stormwater containment.
Yep.
216.
Uninhabitable.
Yep.
No consideration for another accessory structure. However we phrase that normally.
To remain accessory, you mean?
No, like, he's not going to use it, have another shed, that sort of thing. He's not going to have, like, another shed, that sort of thing.
I apologize. So no additional accessory structures.
Sherry got it. Anything else? Can you think of anything?
We said unfinished storage space above.
Mm-hmm. Conditions per plans, contain the stormwater. Findings, the standard 216 meets the criteria.
Per the revised plan.
That was the finding.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on conditions in mind?
No, I just, no, we jumped to the conditions, but that finding just popped into my head.
That's my standard that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I already said that.
Anything else? Can you think of anything, Sari, we're missing?
No heat and no water condition, because that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uninhabitable. I think that's it. And we already voted on that. Did that again. All right, Joel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. We voted on that.
We voted to close.
We voted to close.
We voted on that.
And we voted on the.
I heard the close, but I did not.
Okay, well, so is Mr. Cool, Mr. Zelinski?
We got that, but we didn't hear the final.
Okay.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I like the way you do that. Moving right along, application 714, Neil Dunn. Scott, when you get a chance, will you read that?
Yes, sir. Everybody get the plans in off that last one?
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you.
714.
All set, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Being all persons deemed affected by the Board of Appeals under Section 11 of Chapter 48 of the Massachusetts General Laws, you are hereby notified that Neil Dunn, trustee of Stowe, Mass., applied to the Zoning Board of Appeals pursuant to Sections 240-3, 240-68, and 240-69 to raise and reconstruct the existing single-family dwelling to be in compliance with Velocity Zone Regulations, regulation on a 5,537 square foot residential C-zone parcel that lies within Wild Harbor Coastal Pond Overlay District, known as 25 Moses Road in North Falmouth, Mass.
Kevin, go right ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Kevin Clower. I'm an attorney with Ahmet Law Firm here in Falmouth, and I represent Neil Dunn, owner of 25 Moses Road. I'm here tonight with Michael Collins of D. Michael Collins Architecture, Mr. Dunn, and Jordan Race of Fraser Construction. There has been slight revisions to the plans. I didn't have a chance to get these in this afternoon. The only change was, I brought three copies, an area of concrete that was shown as being removed.
I'll take this.
And the lot coverage was correct. Lot coverage will be diminishing to 27.1.
I'm sorry, could you say that?
Wait a second.
Sure. I was just talking about the revisions to the actual change to the plan. The plan remains the same. There were just some corrections to the numbers. Mr. Collins is going to present the bulk of the testimony, and then we'll be here for questions as needed.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Good evening. Thank you, Michael Collins. Just a brief introduction. I know it's late, and I don't want to keep guys too much later because it's been a long night, and this hopefully will be a smooth and simple case. This is a pre-existing non-conforming home, as most of them in that neighborhood. It's 75 years old, probably hard to date. Neil and Renee Dunn purchased it in November of 2012 as a summer vacation home. And after a minor remodel of the kitchen and some window replacement, some updating, a microburst swept down and happened to pick their house on the end of June at 5 o'clock in the morning as they were all sleeping and ripped off a portion of their roof. The damage that was caused from that, as well as the cost of the remodel, has triggered the tipping point of exceeding 50% of the value of the home, therefore being in the velocity zone and the flood zone. By code, we are required to elevate that home to 2 feet above flood elevation. Based on the cost and the plan function and the fact that mechanicals have to be raised above that elevation as well, a raise and rebuild was decided upon for this home. We've designed a home that is just slightly smaller than the existing, and we've tried to follow the sort of cottage vernacular in materials and scale and material choices and details. This isn't a choice by the Dunns to tear this house down and rebuild it. This is a requirement in the code, given the cost of repairs that they need to do. And we've spent the last month with conservation, getting approval as of last night, in fact. We're seeking a special permit in this case to continue the nonconformities that exist both in setbacks and lot coverage on this property. And we have been able to conform now in certain cases and to make those nonconformities less in other cases. So we don't believe that this is substantially more detrimental to the neighborhood, given that we're making these nonconformities either conform or better. This plan has a lot of information on it, so I can just sort of run around the perimeter to try to explain it. The front, that is the western elevation, we are conforming. We are now going to be 43.9 feet back from the front property line, which is closer than what currently exists, but conforming. And it is about 3.5 feet back further than the adjacent homes. So we feel that it reasonably conforms to the street character. On the south side, we were able to conform with the required setbacks. On the north side, we are improving the nonconformity by increasing the setback to 7 feet, where it is currently 4.2 feet. And at the rear, which is the beach side, we've increased that setback by 3 feet further from the beach. Despite the fact that we have a raised structure, we've still been able to keep the entire height of the building, that is the new ridge,
under the 35-foot height restriction. The current ridge, best guess, is about 30 feet, and we haven't done a transit takeoff on that, but doing the math and the scale of the existing drawings, it's about 30 feet, so our new elevation, our new ridge will be about 4.5 feet above the existing. This is the existing four elevations, lower level, and first level and second level. The existing structure lot coverage, the existing footprint of the building is 1,511. The proposed is 1,503.5. So we're down from 27.3% to 27.1%. Slight decrease, but a decrease nevertheless. More importantly, we've reduced the impervious surfaces by removing concrete driveway and some concrete, a considerable amount of concrete paving around the outside. And we've reduced that by about 850 square feet to get our lot coverage, overall lot coverage of structure and impervious surface down by about 15%. So we've improved the pre-existing nonconformities on the side and the rear. We're conforming on the south and the front yard setback. We conform to the height regs, and we've decreased the overall lot coverage by 15%. So clearly, in our opinion, we are no more detrimental to the neighborhood than the existing structure. Happy to answer any questions.
I'll have the clerk read the referrals.
Engineering. The project, as proposed with the pavement replaced by shell, will result in a net reduction in stormwater from the site. The first 5 feet of the driveway from the roadway surface must be asphalt or concrete per driveway permit application requirements. Building, no comment. Ready? Town sewer. No Dave comment. Water. Upgrade needed to 1-inch service. Come in and sign a waiver. CONCOM scheduled to be heard by CONCOM on 129-14 under a notice of intent hearing. And there looks like there is four letters of support.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Kim, you want to start it out?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Patty?
I have questions.
Jump right in.
This is, how many bedrooms did you consider were in the existing house?
Four.
Are you counting the bedroom in the basement as a legal bedroom?
We're working from an assessor's card and from the existing plans. It was actually a small bedroom in the basement. There was a bedroom on the first floor and bedrooms on the top floor, second floor.
Did you, I don't know how to count the bedroom in the basement because the assessor's cards say there's only three bedrooms.
We don't go by assessor's cards.
No, I know, but I'm having.
And this property is town sewer.
Oh, I know that, but there's a restriction in Silver Beach. Three bedrooms, maximum three bedrooms.
Or a picture taken. They are on town sewer. Yeah. The town has already approved what is existing, and the Board of Health did not have any questions on it with the referral, and they do review the plans.
Oh, it said it was town
so
sewer.
I don't want to give it. Well.
Right. Well, yeah, it was in hand. He handwrote it.
Wait.
All right. It's an improvement.
Anything else?
No, but that's my big concern is that bedroom and basement.
When you say basement, you're talking the ground level?
Yes, it doesn't have proper egress.
So it's first floor, second floor?
It's a ground, it was, it's the slab.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't have proper egress. So I didn't, can't figure out why it was ever counted as a bedroom.
It's all changing now.
I know.
Potentially.
Well, it's gone. It's okay. It's not below ground.
No, but it doesn't have proper windows. They're too small.
Do you have any questions, Scott?
So I don't know why it got counted. That's what I'm saying.
That's wastewater, and they got a referral as well, so.
Okay.
Just a couple of small ones. The rent station, is that going to go directly on the ground? Are you going to have some kind of subsurface unit for that?
We've got, in fact, it was addressed in the narrative to CONSCOM. We have a gravel crushed stone drip around the perimeter of the house.
Okay, and then the Neil Dunn revocable trust, that's, this special permit will be under that?
I can't address that.
The special permit will be in the name of the title holder, so in this case, it would be the trustee of the Neil Dunn.
Could you expand? I'm unfamiliar with that term. I mean, what?
It's just the mechanism by which they took title. It's no different than we have hundreds of applicants under realty trusts. It's the same idea.
I just didn't know whether that, if it changed, if the permit went with that, because I was unfamiliar with that term.
The permit will still run with the property.
It would be whatever's on the application.
Okay, I just said, I was unfamiliar with that.
Is it different? Where are you getting that from, the site plan?
It says it right under the lot.
On the plan itself?
On the plan, it's on the new plan, yeah.
All right, we go by what?
It's on the application.
Well, just clarification.
So that was new to me.
I'm good, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The permit would still run with the property.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Mark?
No, I have none.
Elevation, is that the grade going to change at all?
No.
And that elevation's going to be, you said, 34, 8.5?
Yes. And we will, because it needs to be verified, we will.
Verified?
Absolutely. During setting that ridge, we will be sure that we are at least 4 or 5 inches down from 35.
So you can put shingles on the house.
And what was it with the water service waiver? Were they 1 inch?
They either have to upgrade to a 1 inch or sign a waiver.
Okay.
And that's prior to a building permit.
Understood. Do you have any questions for him, Suri? I'm all done.
No, I don't.
Anybody want?
I just haven't seen the new revised plans.
Did you want, yeah, you can have that.
Anybody want to speak in opposition to this application? Anybody want to speak in favor of this application? Do you guys want any discussion?
I'll move to close.
I'll second Mr. Cool's motion.
Mr. Cool, Mr. Zielinski, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 How would you like to proceed?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Mr. Cool, Mr. Zielinski, okay. Findings.
Reduces nonconformities.
Greatly.
Greatly.
The lot coverage.
The lot coverage.
Overall, yeah, the reduction of the impervious concrete.
So the lot coverage, with structures and.
Net reduction of storm water.
Yep.
Improve setbacks.
That's right.
In keeping with the.
Conforms to flood zone requirements.
So 240-216.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Patty, what did you say?
It conforms to floodplain requirements. It's pretty important.
We can just do one at a time, so.
Okay, sorry.
And change it up, you crazy?
Or go through the chair, so we can get everybody's.
Anything else on the findings?
I think so.
Conditions?
I'd like to see an as-built on the height, at least.
So you want the height verified?
Yep.
Per plans?
Yep.
Per revised plans, yeah.
Yeah.
Revised plans.
Revision, 03-6-14 is the revision date.
Okay, and the board's date receives today, correct?
Right. Yes, ma'am, and that's when they were done.
So.
No problem.
going to get that water service waiver, correct?
Or put a one on the service.
So, meets DPW's request.
Recommendation.
It's on sewer. Can you think of anything else? Siri?
I'm not so sure I got all of them. I'm going to have to, I've got as-built for the height per plans revised 3614, DPW request of upgrade or waiver. Did I miss anything? Do you have those? That's all I have. So is that?
Do we need 2-6, 2-16, I'm sorry.
That's a finding.
Do we need the Concom approval last night as being a finding? Not necessary.
No, it's just approved. It was approved prior to this meeting.
I will put that into the findings because it is under 24216 step.
Okay, I think that's it. Who was that? Mr. Poole, Mr. Zelinski? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Kevin. Joel, good luck.
Good luck.
Okay.
Good luck. You guys all set with the paper? She's got that up there.
I don't have any idea.
Is that one stamped, Siri?
Yes, stamped all three.
If you put that back in the file.
I wanted to see if the new guy could fold plans.
Me? I can fold them if they have creases.
You're the new guy.
One more here. Application 914, Daniel Walsh. Scott, will you read that when you get a chance?
30 seconds.
Yep, all set.
Being all persons deemed affected by the Board of Appeals under Section 11 of Chapter 40A of the Massachusetts General Laws, you are hereby notified that Daniel A. Walsh of Waltham, Mass., applied to the Zoning Board of Appeals pursuant to Sections 240-68A-8 to construct a detached two-car garage in front yard not closer than 50 feet to the front property line on a 30,000-square-foot residential C-zone parcel that lies within Green Pond Coastal Pond Overlay District known as 198 Akapasket Road in East Falmouth, Mass.
Mr. Walsh, I presume.
You're correct. I'm Dan Walsh. I don't know that I have anything to add. I've never done this before. So I don't think there's much I can tell you that isn't in the paperwork. I assume you have the plot plan and you have a plan for the actual structure. Beyond that, I have pictures, but if you know the property.
Okay, I'll have the clerk read in the referrals and we'll probably ask you a few questions.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Do that, Scott.
You all set?
Yep.
Engineering, there doesn't appear to be any stormwater provisions for the new garage, and it appears from the topography that runoff would potentially run down the driveway into Akapasket Road. Building, the Board of Appeals, no comment. Health, no comment. Water, no comment. Outside Concom's jurisdiction. Planning, no comment. And then there's a memo from Department of Public Works, some correspondence from Falmouth Engineering.
What's that say? Stormwater
runoff. Yeah. The engineering division in the receipt of a letter dated February 18th, 2014 from Falmouth Engineering Incorporated regarding comments made by this office on application for 198 Akapasket Road. The plans do not show proposed grading. Since the garage location is in the low point for the driveway, we assume that the garage would be elevated so as not to be in the low point for this side of the driveway. The letter states that the driveway and grading will not change. There are potential issues. The driveway does not line up with the proposed garage entrance, and if driveway grades are not changed, stormwater could enter the garage entrance. I've discussed this application with the town engineer. We request that the application submit an as-built plan once construction is completed. The plan should show elevations around the garage and driveway to determine stormwater flow directions. Thanks, Scott.
Perfect. Betty, you want to start it off, or Mr. Walsh?
No questions.
Scott?
Mr. Walsh, you understand that statement?
Yeah.
That was made in the plan for what needs to be done to address the stormwater issue?
I think all you, no, but I'll figure that out.
Well, I have to ask you the question. I can't direct you. You understand that you have to, that's part of...
Do an as-built plan and show where the...
And that those have to be addressed in order...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think the part that they miss is the driveway is half of it's going to be, half the garage is replacing driveway that's already there. So the water's already running off successfully today. But that's okay.
And you understand that?
Yeah.
The town bylaws state that you have to maintain all of your own...
Got it.
Water on your own property.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mark?
I have none.
Kim?
I'm just confirming upstairs is storage space unfinished?
At about this high.
Okay.
Yeah.
At
the high point.
Is the garage heated?
No.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
You didn't ask, but I'll tell you, there is gas tank going out there, there is electric going out there, but only so I can put a generator in at some point in the future.
Okay.
Gas, what kind of gas?
Natural gas.
Gas, electricity, water?
There's water out there for an outside tap. There's not water inside the building.
Sri, you have anything?
I do not.
Any questions? What do you guys want to discuss it?
I'll make a motion to close it.
I'll second.
Mr. Zelinski, Mr. Cool to close. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. How do you want to proceed?
Kim?
Oh, what am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Do you want to make a motion to approve application?
Okay, yes.
9-14?
I make a motion to approve application 9-14.
Excellent, second.
I would gladly second her motion.
Kim and Scott, all those in, oh.
Fine.
I almost did it perfect.
Yes.
Findings.
Satisfies the setback requirements?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not more detrimental, it's not...
The standard 240, 216.
No capital space in garage?
Yeah.
Not more detrimental.
Testimony, no heat?
But gas.
Gas.
And outside water, no water.
But the garage itself is not heated, correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
You got the gas, water, electricity to the garage?
Yep.
Did you mention the storage above that?
Yep, we already did. No habitable space. Can't even put anything in the storage, probably.
I think that's pretty much it.
The height of the garage.
Testimony for the as-built, for the...
Before I didn't ask for it, an as-built.
No, we had asked for that.
No, he's talking about for the grading plan.
Grading plan.
For the, as the engineering department asked for in this letter here.
He said it was going to be amenable.
But they weren't asking for it, they were suggesting, they were saying that there were proposed problems with it. If they didn't do that, they didn't require them to.
You don't have to do an as-built for the building department. Would you like it submitted to this board as a condition?
If it goes through the building department, they're going to run through this anyway. We wouldn't need that, right?
It's up to this board.
Do you think we need it?
I didn't think the engineering department could dictate something about, have to dictate something on the grade there.
If it creates, a problem where it flows water into a thoroughfare, then they do have jurisdiction on it.
But that's not, they're saying it's going to go in the garage.
Well, there's a driveway permit on it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but it's higher, so the water's not going to go up and out.
They recommend and suggest, and then...
Yeah, that's okay.
The building department makes sure that everything, because nobody wants runoff onto the properties of Buddy or more into the street.
It's the building department's proof.
The building department requires an as-built for foundations or slabs, whether it includes a drainage or not. In situations like this, I am not sure, but I think if you just condition.
Yeah, I don't think you need an as-built for that.
Well, he understands.
But if you want a plan.
I mean, he doesn't want water running in his garage.
It is up to the board if you want a plan.
You know, he doesn't want it to run in there.
Any other findings? Conditions besides per plans?
Yep.
Contains stormwater.
Yes, James.
And that.
On site, we know. Maybe in the garage.
What's that?
I don't think there was any other conditions but that.
Well, no habitable space to be created in garage space.
That's it.
Just to protect it.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yep.
Is that it? You think that's enough? That's it, Siri?
That's good. I like it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Good luck, Mr. Walsh. Okay. There's some miscellaneous stuff at the end here.
I do not have the minutes prepared for this board for signature tonight. I did send them out to the board.
Okay.
So that will have to, they are on the website, and I have revised them based on corrections from what two members sent in to me. I do not have an answer from Attorney Bobrowski yet. I did re-email him. That's all for me.
Okay, and the bylaw review status, going over.
Who's left?
The bylaws, I spoke to.
Mr. Curry?
I did speak to Mr. Curry today.
Okay.
There is a contract for Mr. Suso to sign to get, I think, General Code is gonna look at the bylaw book. They're gonna give their thoughts on what needs to be revised, that sort of thing, back to Mr. Suso. Then Mr. Curry and others, including myself, Siri, and whoever, powers that be, I guess, are gonna get somebody who we feel is qualified to do the work needed for this. But the first step's gonna probably take up to maybe 3 months to get back. And then from there, it's gonna hopefully take off and we get this thing done.
Doesn't General Code do it every year anyway?
Yeah, so you'd think that'd go fast, but General Code's not gonna do, once General Code tells us what's, you know, the problems with it, somebody else is gonna take it from there and clean it up.
So it's not gonna be the book that they.
It'll be an attorney who specializes in something, bylaw review and that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's not, because there's always money in the town budget to pay for the code book every year. So this is part of our pot.
Yeah, no, that $35,000, that was appropriated.
Yes, so it's just portion.
$3,500 is going towards this side of that, then $35,000.
And $33,000.
Plus, if we need more.
Good.
Go towards fixing this.
Okay, just wanna make sure.
But if everybody keeps pushing, this will happen sooner than later.
Great, that's good.
And there isn't any correspondence, and if there's any other future agenda items.
We have not.
Email me with that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I know you wanna be chair someday. Hearing nothing else, adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.
Nice job, you guys.